There were a number of times when it seemed that this bill was dead for the session, but backers of the legislation said public support helped keep it in play at the statehouse. Under the final compromise, it will be illegal for a driver to use any handheld electronic device, including a cell phone, while operating a vehicle. There will be financial penalties for violating the law, but no points will be assessed on a driver's license. Senate Transportation Chairman Dick Mazza says the proposal should make it much easier for the police to enforce the state's existing ban on texting while driving.
I believe the fine is just as good as the points and doesn't hurt people's insurance, but just gets a message out that we're serious about handheld devices and texting, that we're going to make an all-out effort to ban it.
The legislation goes into effect on October 1st. To prepare the driving public about this change, an educational campaign will be launched this summer. Moortown Representative Maxine Grad has been a strong supporter of this bill for several years. She says it's important to phase it in.
There's going to be an educational component. That part of the bill is effective in July. And the thinking is let Vermonters know that there is going to be a change in the law. It's proved effective in other states, and it'll be multimedia, newspapers, radio, on our highways, and then the law itself will go into effect in October.
And Grad thinks the proposal will have a positive impact on the behavior of drivers.
I really do. And actually, we heard testimony in our committee that once it becomes law, people will change their behavior. So I do think that this will be self-enforcing and we will see behavior change.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Dick Sears didn't support the conference committee compromise, but he says the final version of the bill is considerably better than the original version because it doesn't include any points for drivers who violate the law.
So that some teenager that gets pulled over for talking on a cell phone might get a fine, but they're not going to have points against their license, which would probably result in a license suspension or that sort of thing. So I think they came a long way, but I just can't support it at this point.
Governor Peter Shumlin strongly opposed the original House bill, but in a prepared statement, he said he expects to sign this compromise because violations of the law won't harm an individual's driving record. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.